Good evening, I'm Mel DeYoung. Welcome to this month's Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU. The world returns tomorrow at its regular time, and we join performance today at 9.
Simple and sober, I've gotten over screaming and screeching whims. I'm keeping my own nose to the grindstone. I like the way it feels. You know, I wake up early, cross-eyed and curly, and I write down my twisted dreams. Oh, I tiptoe and laugh till I find a new path, then I polish it till it cleans. Oh, simple.
That was the duo Mike and Ruthie, Ruth Unger and Mike Miranda, and we'll hear lots more from them in the second hour of tonight's broadcast. I hope you can stay with us. This month, the Folk Show Roadshow is coming to you a week early in order to join in a commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. WPSU Penn State is taking part in a national dialogue by creating television and radio programming that explores through personal stories how Pennsylvanians experienced the war. Programs include WPSU's original television documentary, A Time to Heal, that's Thursday at 8 p.m. and again Sunday evening at 7, the debut of the original radio program, Time to Lay It Down, the soundtrack to the Vietnam War. That's this Saturday at noon. And on Sunday at 8 p.m., the premiere of Ken Burns' new 10-part series, The Vietnam War. The concert you are about to hear is a part of our commemoration. Five musicians from Penn State's 1960s folk music scene, Saul Brody, Jerry Zoltan, John Frink, Lynn Margolith, and Peter Kessler, came to the State Theater in State College June 12, 2016 to perform songs and tell stories that speak to their experiences during those times. Jerry Zoltan kicks it off.
It's time to get this party started. What do you think? But I want to tell you a little bit about our group and kind of get this thing started. You know, we were all here in the 60s, and I'll introduce very quickly on my left here, John Frink, Mr. Saul Brody, Lynn Margolith, and Peter Kessler. We were all students here at Penn State in the 60s, and we had this one remarkable thing going on because those were such turbulent times.
Jerry, I'm sorry to interrupt, but who are you?
I'm Jerry Zoltan, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Anyway, we had an oasis, a room in the hub, the Student Union building. We called it the music room, and it had furniture, it had couches, it had carpeting, it had listening booths all around the back.
Record players.
Record players in the listening booths. You might want to explain about records. No, we figure they know. And we would gather there. I remember I would go to class with my guitar, and I could play a little bit, leave it in the room, go to class, come back 3 hours later. There'd be a group of people making music and singing, and my guitar would still be there.
And you know, there was a young fella who used to come around and us to take our feet off the furniture, and kept us from jumping off the balcony, as some of us did, brave enough to do that. You may know his name. He's a young fellow. He's Bill Welsh. You know his name?
And the wonderful mayor of State College, and the love of his life
is
right here. Nadine Kaufman, how are you, Nadine? Anyway, one of the things that we put together was something called the Folklore Society. I was the president in 1969.
I was a vice president in 1964.
That's right. Long time.
Herb Frank is here. When were you
Herb
president?
Frank.
When I was president in 1963.
Okay,
excellent.
Cool.
And But you know, as a bona fide student organization, we had the right to set up a desk in the hub and distribute our folklore society literature, that sort of thing. And I remember still vividly being contacted by some people who were publishing a newspaper. It was a protest newspaper named after a target of protest that was here on the Penn State campus, the Garfield Thomas Water Tunnel, where they tested the aerodynamics of torpedoes that were going to be used in the war effort, you know. So they came to me, the Folklore Society, kind of represented freedom of speech and a tradition of, you know, protest and that sort of thing, and they asked if they could set up on our table, and I agreed. And lo and behold, I think a day later, I was called in by the Dean of Men in a kind of a lineup with about five or six other potential dissidents and threatened with expulsion if we didn't behave ourselves. You know, that was the time back then. And we'll tell you more stories throughout, and I think I want to transit here to Lynn Margulith, who's going to sing a real great song from that period. Why don't you tell us a little about it?
So when I was a freshman, I was at the Mont Alto campus, which is the forestry school. It was amazing. There was 26 of us, and mostly men. So it was real, and it was very, very beautiful, and I was disappointed because, of course, I wanted to come to the main campus when I got accepted. So went to Mont Alto for the first year, came to Penn State, main campus, 1964, and Bob Dylan's album came out that year. And I had a friend down the hall. That's all she played for night and day, almost. And I didn't really like him that much. Like, I didn't think his voice was that good. But I still isn't, right, right. So anyway, I was like, okay, so she loves him, and I should pay attention. So the song I'm going to sing is called With God on Our Side. It's sort of historical, about war. And at that time, it was really, it was a hard time. Yeah, frightening time. So we weren't for the war, but we really supported the troops.
So. Bring them home.
Bring them home, right. Okay. Oh, my name, it means nothing. My age, it means less. And the country I come from, it's called the Midwest. Was brought up there and taught there, oh, the law to abide. And the country I live in has God on its side. Oh, the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charge and the Indians fell. The cavalry's charged and the Indians died. The country was young with God on our side. Oh, the Spanish American War had its day, and the Civil War too, it was soon laid away. And the names of the heroes I was made to memorize, with guns in their hands and God on their side. You guys can sing God on Their Side with me if you want to. Jerry will help you. Oh, the First World War, boys, was closed out its fate. and the reason for fighting. Oh, I never got straight. Well, I learned to accept it, and I learned with pride that you don't count the dead with God on our side.
Nice.
When the Second World War came to an end, we forgave the Germans. Oh, they were our friends. Though they murdered 6 million in the ovens they fried, the Germans now too have God on their side. Well, I've learned to hate Russians all through my whole life. If another war starts, it's them we must fight. To hate them and fear them, oh, to run and to hide. And accept it all bravely with God on our side. Oh, but now we got weapons of the chemical dust. If fire them we're forced to, then fire them we must. One push of the button and a shot the world wide. And you never ask questions with God on your side. Through many dark hours I've been thinking about this, that Jesus Christ, he was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you've got to decide. If Judas Iscariot had God on his side. So now as I'm leaving, I'm confused as hell. The confusion I'm feeling, oh, no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and they fall to the floor. If God's on our side, well, it'll stop the next war. Sing it with me. If God's on our side, he'll stop the next war.
Lynn Margulak, thank you. You know, when I first came to Penn State, ROTC was compulsory. Every male student was compelled to enroll in the Reserve Officers Training Corps.
For freshman and sophomore year.
Right, right. And so I know one member of the ROTC sitting right here to my left, Mr. Saul Brody, has a little song about that.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a little introduction here. As you can see, I was in the Army. You can see by the cap on my head. I know I don't look very military, and I didn't feel very military at the time. And see, what the deal was, if you finish your minor in military science in your sophomore year, you had a chance to sign up for advanced ROTC if they accepted you. And you signed up. and you had to continue going to classes and drills, and you went to summer camp in the summer, sort of a basic training for ROTC cadets. And I didn't know whether I wanted to do that. It wasn't, this was in 1963. The Vietnam War was not an issue yet. But a young folk singer like myself, how would it look to my friends if I was in ROTC? But then I saw Dave Bicking, who will be up here this weekend to hang out with us, who was in ROTC. He was a young folk singer. And guys like Herb Frank over here, when I was in ROTC. And who else? Gene Cohen. You know Gene Cohen? He was an MP. Yeah. He's now a judge, and he was a retired judge in Philadelphia. And they were all, used to hang out with the folk singers, and they were all in ROTC. So I said, I guess it can't be too bad. Then Major Joplin up there at the Wagner Building, I was trying to get a good mark, a good grade point average. And he said, if you do an extra credit paper, you'll get you'll go from a B plus to an A minus. So I did an extra credit paper, and Major Joplin thought I was actually interested in military science. And he kept on and kept on. You know, I needed a job when I got it done with college and pay back the national defense loans. And so I said, what the hell? ROTC summer camp, 1964, Indian Town Gap Military Reservation, beautiful Lebanon County. Beautiful, it was beautiful. Blue Mountain, Second Mountain, Peters Mountain. It would have been better without packs on our backs, but we had a great time down there for 6 weeks, going through basic cadet training. And that's where I learned my first military folk song, which I'm about to sing for you. Picture 30 or 40 ROTC cadets on the back of a 2.5-ton truck being driven out to the rifle range to learn how to shoot M1 rifles and keep your thumb out of the breech. Here's the song. We can all sing it together just like we're ROTC cadets. I forget what key I do this in, but anybody remember? Maybe E.
ROTC, it sounds like some bullshit to me. ROTC, it sounds like some bullshit to me.
You got it. I knew you'd catch on.
Some mothers have sons in the army. Some mothers have sons overseas. So hang out your battle flag, mother. Your son's in the ROTC.
Everybody.
ROTC. It sounds like some bullshit to me. ROTC. It sounds like some bullshit to me. They made him a second lieutenant. They gave him 2 bars made of gold. They made him a forward observer. He lived to be 10 seconds old. ROTC, it sounds like some bull to me. ROTC, it sounds like some bull to me.
Yeah.
You know, back in the 60s, the Folklore Society was very active. We had a little coffee house that felt very much like the space we're in right now. We called it the This and That. And you could learn the art of performance, you know. And
Lutheran Church?
No, it was in the Hub, at least when I was doing it. But yeah. One of the great musicians who was around then that I learned an awful lot from is sitting to my right, Mr. Peter Kessler. And we're going to have Peter do a song for us.
Yeah. The other night I was in the Philadelphia airport, and I was waiting for my wife to get here. I looked up, and there was a sign that said, "See something, say something." And that's an outgrowth of the Patriot Act, the sudden rise in fear level in this country. But it said something, and what it said to me was, you have personal responsibility for things around you. And it went as far back as, well, the Nuremberg trials said we were responsible as individuals for our actions. And this is a song written at the time of the Vietnam War. We didn't know it all. We didn't see a thing. You can't hold us to blame. What could we do? It was a terrible shame, but we can't bear the blame. Oh, no, not us. We didn't know. We didn't know, said the Burgermeister, about those camps on the edge of town. It was Hitler and his crew that tore the German nation down. We saw the cattle cars, it's true. Maybe they carried a Jew or two. They woke us up as they rattled through. What did you expect us to do? We didn't know it all. We didn't see a thing. You can't hold us to blame. What could we do? It was a terrible shame, but we can't bear the blame. Oh, not us, we didn't know. We didn't know, said the congregation, singing a hymn in their church of white. Press was full of lies about us, preacher told us we were right. The outside agitators came, burned some churches and put the blame on decent Southern people's names to set our colored people aflame. And maybe some of the boys got hot, and a couple of blacks and reds got shot. Well, they should have stayed where they belong. Preacher would have told us if we'd done wrong. So we didn't know it all. We didn't see a thing. Help me. You can't hold us to blame. What could we do? It was a terrible shame, but we can't bear the blame. Oh, no, not us. We didn't know. We didn't know, said the puzzled voter, watching the president on TV. Guess we're gonna have to drop those bombs, so we're gonna keep South Asia free. The president's such a peaceful man, I guess he's got some kind of plan. They say we're torturing prisoners of war. I don't believe that stuff no more. Torturing prisoners is a communist game. You can bet they're doing the same. I wish this war was over and through. What did you expect me to do? We didn't know it all. We didn't see a thing. You can't hold us to blame. What could we do? It was a terrible shame, but we can't bear the blame. Oh, no, not us. We didn't know.
Peter Kessler.
Tom Paxton.
That was a song written by Tom Paxton, and a lot of singer-songwriters were coming forward at that time. And you can see, you know, that these songs put those sensibilities and ideas right out there. And so being part of this musical scene here was a real learning experience, I think, for all of us. John Frink, to my left here, was really a master musician back in the day. I remember, you know, sitting at John's feet watching watching him play and trying to learn how to do those things.
Jerry, I love the way you talk. Just keep talking.
So we're going to have John do a song that's actually a little more contemporary, but it wouldn't exist if it weren't for the sensibilities that came out of this period of time here in the 60s during the Vietnam era. John?
Yeah, it's called Chardonnay. It's written by a good friend of mine named Dan Master. And Jerry's right, it's a contemporary song, but the problems or the situations it talks about were happening then. If you think of Cesar Chavez and the American farm workers and the grape boycott, that's really what this song is about, called Chardonnay.
Thank you. Just an hour before the sun falls on Highway 101, a family with four children finds their way. Over borders they have come to this factory's in the sun. They will sacrifice their young for Chardonnay. Chardonnay, the sweetest grape on the vine. The brown hand picks the berries while the white one picks the wine. Chardonnay, some pay $10 a bottle, some get paid $10 a day for Chardonnay. For a barely living wage, they will work till their old age. The devil's number 6 to 6, 6 days a week. And up and down this road they'll go, where the growers only grow, and their fingers only know Chardonnay. Chardonnay, the sweetest grape on the vine. The brown hand picks the berries while the white one picks the wine. Chardonnay, some pay $10 a bottle, some get paid $10 a day for Chardonnay. At a table far away, there's a grace the growers say. Bless this table, bless this bread, and bless this land. I will never understand why they never bless the hand that goes to pick their Chardonnay. Chardonnay, the sweetest grape on the vine. The brown hand picks the berries while the white one picks the wine. Chardonnay, some get $10 a bottle, some get paid $10 a day for Chardonnay. Some pay $10 a bottle, some get paid $10 a day for Chardonnay.
Thank you.
John Frank.
Thank you.
You know, back then I was just getting started learning how to sing and play the guitar. I watch practically everyone up here to learn how to do that. And what I would do back then, you know, since I didn't have much confidence in my voice, I would take on songs that were funny, you know, and had a little humor to them. I figured that would carry through. And this is a song that I liked to do back then. It's a Phil Oakes tune. And got a little chorus that you can sing on, and I should have a little prelude to this. You know, we were all kind of living with swords over our heads. We all had draft numbers, and we knew that we could be drafted at any time.
What do you mean, we?
Yeah, right. And you know, we were coming up with all kinds of schemes to figure our way out of being drafted. Moving to Canada was the simplest, you know, but. But Phil Oakes wrote a wonderful tune called The Draft Dodger Rag, which I'm going to sing for you. And it occurs to me, it's a real topical song. Some people won't know some of the references even in the song. For example, he mentions Senator Thomas Dodd, who is a senator from Connecticut, who was a real war hawk, really supporting the war moving forward and heating up. He mentions Zhou Enlai, who was the you know, the premier of China at the time, and that sort of thing. And I don't know, I should just jump in and sing the tune, and you're welcome to sing the chorus with me. This is The Draft Dodger Rag. Well, I'm just a typical American boy from a typical American town. I believe in God and Senator Dodd and keeping old Castro down. He's still there. When it came my time to serve, I knew better red than dead. So I went down to my old draft board, and this is what I said. But I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat and my feet are flat. My asthma's getting worse. Well, think of my career and my sweetheart dear and my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, ain't no fool, I'm going to school and I'm working in a defense plant. Gets worse. I got a dislocated disc and a racked up back. I'm allergic to flowers and bugs. And when a bombshell hits, I get epileptic fits and I'm addicted to 1,000 drugs. I got the weakness woes, I can't touch my toes, can't even reach my knees. And if the enemy came very close to me, why, I'd probably start to sneeze. Sing along now. Well, I'm just a typical American boy from a typical American town. I believe in God and Senator Dodd and keeping old Castro down. But when it came my time to serve, I knew better dead than red. So I went down to my old draft board and this is what I said. I hate show and lie, I hope he dies. One thing you gotta see, that if someone's gotta go over there, that someone isn't me. So I wish you well, Sarge, give him hell. Kill me 1,000 or so. And if you ever get a war without blood and gore, I'll be the first to go. Well, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat and my feet are flat. My asthma's getting worse. Well, think of my career and my sweetheart dear and my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm going to school and I'm working in the defense plant.
You're listening to the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU. Mike and Ruthie, members of the Mammals, are ahead at 8. Right now, we're listening to a concert of Penn State alums sharing songs and memories of their times during the 1960s. On campus,
you know, not,
and
all. Not all of the songs that were popular and out there then were, you know, edgy or even necessarily about the war, but some of them kind of became popular, especially, you know, among soldiers working over there. One of them is a really innocuous sounding tune on the face of it called The Green, Green Grass of Home, you know? And we're going to have Lynn and Peter sing that for you, and you're going to say a little something about it?
Yeah. Just keep effort, boys. It's a song about a prisoner who's about to be executed. And for some reason, it had resonance in Vietnam. For the troops that were over there, some of them just felt they never knew what was going to happen the next hour, the next day. They might not be here. And the thoughts of home were simple, but rich. And somehow that struck a chord with the troops. There was another aspect to it. We just heard today that green, green grass of home back then was also a very prevalent drug over there. So
you put the two together and you got a winner.
I put the two together and they had
a... You got a number one hit.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to greet me is my mama and my papa. Down the lane I look, and here runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like sherry's. It's good touch. The green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's the old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary. Hair of gold and lips like sherry. Good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. Yes, it's good to touch the green, green grass of home. I awake and look around me, four gray walls that surround me, and I realize
I was only dreaming. For there's a guard and a sad old padre, arm in arm we'll walk at daybreak again, to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, we'll all be together in the shade of the old oak tree as they lay beneath the green, green grass of home.
Of course, there were different points of view about the war at the time. And one of the great songs that made the rounds was a little tune about Okies from Muskogee. And we thought maybe we'd have Saul do a little of that.
Yeah, now Merle Haggard, who of course died recently, he apologized for later for having sung this. I don't know whether to accept that apology or not.
Here's you, Merle.
I don't think Merle cares.
I'm a big fan of Merle. We got to do a next time we come back to this venue, we'll do a whole Merle Haggard program. How's that?
Well, we don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take no trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. Cause we like living right and being free. I'm proud to be an Okie. You know it, don't you? I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. A place where even squares can have a ball. A place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave Old Glory at the courthouse. We still wave Old Glory down at the courthouse. And White Lightning, and White Lightning still the biggest thrill of all. Well, we don't make a party out of loving. We like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy.
We don't have any hair anymore.
Like the hippies out in San Francisco do. I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. A place where even squares can have a ball. Old Glory. We still wave Old Glory down at the courthouse. White Lightning, and White Lightning still the biggest thrill of all. Leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. Football's still the roughest thing on campus. And the kids here still respect the college dean. I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. Squares, a place where even squares can have a ball.
Old Glory.
We still wave Old Glory down at the courthouse.
White Lightning.
And White Lightning still the biggest thrill of all. Well, we still wave Old Glory down at the courthouse. And White Lightning is the biggest thrill of all. In Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
As you saw on my cap, I wound up in Vietnam. I got to Vietnam in 1966. I was on the Central Coast. My friends knew I was interested in music. They said, go down and check out the 48th Assault Helicopter Company. All those pilots do when they fly home at night is sit around and drink beer and write songs and sing songs. And sure enough, damn, I went down there and heard these wonderful song sessions and discovered for myself this tradition of Army aviation folk song. They gave me their songbook, their unit songbook. It was mimeographed. How many people remember mimeographing?
I can still smell it now.
Later on, I collected some other tapes. We had a lot of cassette tapes went around and reel-to-reel tapes. And I made a collection of Army helicopter pilot songs. Some of these songs most of them were funny and satirical and really fun to sing songs. They weren't necessarily serious songs. A lot of them, there was groups that got together and sang among the helicopter pilots, and some of them sounded like the Kingston Trio, as you may expect from guys who went to college in the 60s. Some of them sounded a little more country-ish from people who were from rural areas. Anyway, this wonderful tradition, I made a collection. Later on, I became a folklore student at the University of Pennsylvania, and my master's dissertation was based largely on these helicopter pilot songs that I collected. And then many years later, in 1991, somebody put a bunch of us Vietnam vets together, and we did a CD called In Country, Folk Songs of Americans in the Vietnam War. And these are songs we either wrote or learned over there. And so the songs that I contributed to that CD were songs that I learned from the helicopter pilots. And we did it on Austin City. We toured with the program for a while and did it on Austin City Limits back in 1992. We had Chris Christopherson as a guest host, who was a helicopter pilot, but he flew in Germany, never went to Vietnam. I got a song by Captain Chris Christopherson, but I don't have time to do it today. Well, my friends, the helicopter pilots, were a little jealous of all the publicity surrounding the Green Berets, the Special Forces. You remember the Ballad of the Green Beret, Sergeant Barry Sadler. Some of you are old enough. Big hit back in the late 60s. And my friends, the helicopter pilots, they thought they were hot stuff too. So they wrote a lot of parodies on the Ballad of the Green Beret. And here's one of them. It's called Ballad of the Green Flight Pay. Silver wings upon my chest, I fly my chopper above the best. I can make more dough that way, and I don't need no green beret. Tennis shoes upon his feet, some people call him Sneaky Pete. He sneaks around the woods all day, and he wears that funny green beret. It's no jungle floor for me. I've never seen a rubber tree. 100 men may take the test while I fly home and take a rest. And while I fly my chopper home, I'll leave him out there all alone. That is where green berets belong, out in the jungle, writing songs. Sing it with me. Silver wings upon my chest, silver wings upon my chest. Fly my chopper above the best. Fly my chopper above the best. I can make more dough. I can make more dough that way, and I don't need, and I don't need no green beret. When my little boy is grown, don't leave him out there all alone. Just let him fly and give him pay.
cause he can't spend no green beret. And when my little boy is old, his silver wings all lined with gold, it's then he'll wear that green beret in the big parade, St. Patrick's Day. Silver wings upon my chest, fly my chopper. Fly my chopper above the best. I can make more dough. I can make more dough that way. I don't need, and I don't need no green beret, green beret. Thanks. Thanks for singing. It sounded great.
And of course, we were so immersed in folk song and learning, you know, about American roots music. And I'm going to have John maybe do a song that ties into that.
Yeah, it's an old, at least it was given to me as a children's song, an African-American children's song. I was told a long time ago that it was taught to young children in the red light district in New Orleans, and they were taught to sing this song when the authorities came by. And then they could all disappear into the woodwork and shut down the places that they didn't want anybody to see. Is it true? I don't know. But that's what I was told. Anyway.
Now when I go by Baltimore, need no carpet on my floor. Come along and go with me. We'll get down to Galilee, 'cause it's a green, green, rocky road. Promenade in green. Tell me who y'all love, tell me who y'all love. Now when you see me coming past, sweep the walk and cut the grass. Girls who kiss are bound to fall. Boys who kiss will soon tell all, 'cause it's a green, green, rocky road. Promenade in green. Tell me who y'all love, tell me who y'all love. Now Sister Mary, run to the wall. Don't you stumble, don't you fall. Don't you cry and don't shout. When I call, come running out, 'cause it's a green, green, rocky road. Promenade in green. Tell me who y'all love, tell me who y'all love. See that crow up in the sky, he don't walk, no, he just fly. He don't walk and he don't run, he just fly up to the sun. And it's a green, green, rocky road. Promenade in green. Tell me who y'all love, tell me who y'all love. Tell me who y'all love, won't you tell me who y'all love.
Thing we're going to sing, but before I do, let me reintroduce my friends who joined me tonight. We have Peter Kessler, yeah. Lynn Margulith, Saul Brody, John Frink. And I am Jerry Zolder.
Thank you.
And we want to end by, first of all, I want to bring out, you know, this circle of folk music at Penn State continues. I think the folk music scene here is almost richer today than it was in our day. And I want to bring out Dan Collins. Is Dan over there somewhere to join us? There, oh, come on up, Dan. He's going to help us out in a little bit of fiddle here. And we're going to do a tune that I think y'all know. It's one of the great anti-war tunes. We also want to bring up other members of our 1960s folk song crew. Why don't you all come up, any of you who care to, and take the wings of the stage here on the floor and join us. Folks, give them a little hand. These
Sergeant
are...
Sergeant Major.
I think you'll all know this tune. It's called Down by the Riverside. I ain't gonna study war no more.
I'm gonna lay down my burden way down, down by the riverside, way down, way down, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my burden way down, down by the riverside. I'm gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more.
War no more.
I ain't gonna study war no more. I'm gonna ride on a milk white steed down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna ride on a milk white steed down by the riverside. I'm gonna study war no more.
This month, the Folk Show Roadshow is coming to you a week early in order to join in a commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. WPSU Penn State is taking part in a national dialogue by creating television and radio programming that explores through personal stories how Pennsylvanians experienced the war. The concert you just heard is part of our commemoration. Other programs include WPSU's original television documentary, A Time to Heal, that's Thursday at 8 p.m. and again Sunday evening at 7, the debut of the original radio program, Time to Lay It Down, the soundtrack of the Vietnam War, that's this Saturday at noon, and Sunday evening at 8, the premiere of Ken Burns' new 10-part series, The Vietnam War.